Okay, if you got a team that you're plowing with, either horses or mules or oxen or something like that, and you want to get them to go right and left, what do you say to them?
G and haw.
Which is which?
G is right and haw is left.
Okay. How about if you got horses out in the pasture and you want to bring them in, what do you say to them?
Just whistle.
Okay.
That's the way we used to do it.
If you're driving a team, or either riding a horse, what do you do to the horse, or what do you say to the horse to make him go faster?
Get up.
And to stop?
Whoa.
How about to back up?
Back up.
All right. You want to call the pigs to feed them?
Just call pig, that's all. Pig, pig, pig.
Okay. You didn't have sheep. Would you have ever heard people call sheep?
No, I never had any sheep in our life.
How about chickens? You want to feed the chickens?
Oh, just call them chicken, that's all. Call our chicken. Chick, 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 chick.
Okay. You got a horse, and you want to get him ready to pull something. He's standing there without anything on. As it were, what do you do? What do you say? I want to go do something.
Get up.
No, but you want to put the gear on him so that he can pull a wagon or something like that. What do you call that?
Oh, Eifner?
Well, I've got to do something to the horse. I've got to, would you say you want to harness the horse?
Harness the horse.
You wouldn't say tackle up or gear up?
No, harness the horse.
That's okay. When you ride a horse, your feet are placed where?
In the saddle.
In where?
In the saddle stirrups.
Yeah, the stirrups, yeah, okay. If you have a team of two horses, the horse on the left, did you have a term for the horse on the left? You never heard the term near horse or anything? Okay. The things that you hold to control the horse when you ride or when you're driving are called
your line.
Okay. When you got done plowing a field, the little small trenches that are made by the plow are called what?
Furrows.
Okay. If you have a field that's got shrubs and stuff like that on it and you want to make it productive, what do you do to them?
Grub.
Okay. If you have what do you call a field that is newly created out of an old place that had shrubs and stuff?
New ground.
Okay.
What they call new soil.
If you're raising some kind of crop like clover or grass and you've already harvested it once, what do you call a second time you harvested? Do you have a word for that?
No, I don't.
Call
we
it?
Never was in hay in that way. I wouldn't know what you'd call that.
You wouldn't call it a second cutting? Or?
Well, it would, that would be about the name for it, I guess.
Yeah. But you wouldn't normally use that word. Okay. If you have a bunch of wheat all gathered together, you might call that what?
Wheat?
Mm-hmm.
What, in the shock or grain? Or just a grain?
In the shock is the bigger thing. What do you call a smaller thing?
Oh, that's a grain shock, or else on a bundle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you used to? I know what you do with oats now is you combine. But how do they used to harvest oats?
On a thrashing machine.
What do they used to do with them? I mean, describe the stages of the oats are growing in the field. What would they do?
Well, they'd cut it with a binder, and one or two of them follow the binder and shock up the grain. Then later on, when everything is dry, then they have a thrashing machine, and they have their crew from one farmer to the other. One helps the other. That's the way they used to thrash out the grain. Same way with your silo.
Mm-hmm.
Silo filling, one would follow the other.